Yeah, Murray, commiserations, that must be one disappointed dressing room.
Yeah, it is obviously a disappointing dressing, but we'll give it 24 hours, 40 hours, and I'm sure we'll reflect on what we actually have achieved this year, even though right now the feeling is disappointment.
You weren't at Middlesbrough last year when there was that disappointment. Is that, and it's difficult to outline, is that something that the side can use going into next season then?
Yeah, obviously disappointment spurs you on, as we've proved this year, as the group from last year proved this year, and ultimately to get into the Premier League was our main aim, and we've done that. But obviously, looking at the last three games, we had a chance to win it. Unfortunately, that wasn't to be, but I think we need to congratulate Newcastle because they've stuck at it, and we must be humble in defeat. And
David Stockdale's been magnificent for you this season. I think it was David's mistake, but it's difficult for David. It must be difficult for as a team for that.
I don't think anyone's looked at David as a mistake. It's just one of those things. He's rescued us time and time again this year. He's been absolutely magnificent for us. And I mean, you can, people look at it and they say maybe David's mistake. In our eyes, maybe not. I mean, we look at maybe three moves before, we should have pressed harder, maybe popped out of position, stopped the shot. But it was just one of those afternoons. It wasn't to be. It went in the 89th minute, left us with a mountain to climb, and it just wasn't to be.
Sometimes, Glenn, it's difficult to play against 10 men. Was the feeling that you've just said there that perhaps the Albion should have put the game to bed before that?
I think we maybe had one or two chances, but like I say, that's football. Aston Villa are a very good side. I think they've underachieved this year, and obviously we've struggled against them twice this year. We've drawn twice, 1-1, and they have showed what a good side they are.
Nonetheless, Glenn, it's still Premier League football next season. It's what you came back to Brighton to achieve.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, it's what the club's wanted for a long time, and like I mentioned earlier, in 48 hours, when the disappointment of this wears off a little bit, we will be a proud bunch of guys.